I'm delighted to have a very, very special guest on the line with me, and the brother from another mother. It's that didn't even work. They happen to be at Radio Control, but that's not why we're talking to them. The delightful crew behind Khaki Department. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well, probably much like you. It's the first day after a weekend. We had a big party for Snails Artist Front Spaces here in
Palmy. Oh, yeah.
So we're pretty, it was their 10-year party, and so we're pretty tired after that. It's amazing we're at work, AC.
I don't know if I'm here.
Good. Good to know we are lacking some presence in the room. I spent all weekend absolutely blasted, so it's fine. I get it.
The words of you at the end of the SRN Awards, when you're like, we're going to the after party now just to get absolutely ogled.
So you know,
in my ears.
Because that was like the stream had in theory cut out at that point, and it had not. So I was.
But like we like that energy, and I think we've been partying since you told us to. So,
I mean, I'm happy about that. But you know, that was my intimate part for the room, and it got shared with the world. You know, but. It's fine. Hey, congratulations. Releasing music and such and touring. It's all happening for you.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. Really lucky to have like recorded half of the album that we released. Was it last Thursday? Thursday before. It's called Local Honey.
We finished recording it on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, we finished recording it on the Thursday, but we had the first half.
You finished recording it on the day it was released.
Yeah, that's how
okay.
we roll.
Okay.
We don't believe in paying for mixing and mastering, so
we did it.
We did it ourselves. Is it mixed? Is it mastered? That's up for the listener to discern. Probably not. between the two halves, it's quite a stark difference in production. The first half is a bunch of us just doing stuff in our rooms. And the second half was recorded by the lovely Nigel down at the Stomach as part of a live session. So very, very stark contrast. But we put a little track in the middle to kind of mellow you into the second half.
Right. Well, I mean, given that it's a live session, you can almost get away with it, right? You're like, this part's obviously different because it's a live session. Gosh.
Yeah. But the live session part sounds better than the recorded session part. That's what we're saying.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's not reflect on that too much.
Let's brush over that.
Let's brush over that. All of its quality. Look, if someone is listening right now and they're like, "Who on earth is Khaki Department?" And you're going to, you know, listen to Local Honey out of curiosity. What would they be expecting to hear?
That's true.
I would say first and foremost, Khaki Department is Jordan Cooper's band. But basically, Jordan and our lovely friend Dan Brown, who is our drummer.
The novelist.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, right.
So basically, Jordan and Dan are both prolific music writers and recruited myself, C, and our friend Shannon and our other friend Ben to sort of fill out the band playing the background instruments. And it sort of turned into this out of control ruckus machine of hanging out, and Jordan would come with like a very catchy riff, and then we would just fill out the space with a lot of chaos. So it sounds quite huge. It's a very sort of post-rocky, shoegazy kind of band, but not in a I would like to think not in a cliche way. I think we sound very Palmerston North and, yeah, something a little bit different. So, yeah, you've got these, like, soaring guitar parts, rumbly bass, hectic drums and synth pads through the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like you can expect for, like, most of the frequencies to be filled up.
Right, okay, okay.
It's a brick of noise.
It's a piece of peat from the swamp, even.
Thank God, because like I always say, I love getting smacked in the head with brick. So that is just fantastic. That is so good.
Come to our show and we'll smack you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, can I just say thank you for, because you're starting it here, aren't you?
I would love to, for the clout, say we were starting it.
You're not.
We're starting it at Palmy.
Oh, of course.
We're from here.
I thought you'd finish it there.
We actually managed to get like this band from the States come over and open for us on our opening tour. So it's really cool. They're called Spotlights. They're actually huge. And they're not opening for us. We're opening for them.
Right. Well, hey, I'm amazed anyone let you open for them. But miracles happen, right? How many members are there in Khaki Department?
So officially, there's six of us.
Right.
Including Brody, who's currently over in London. So Shannon has stepped in to be the long torsoed member. And they're kind of doing all right. But when Brody's back, we're chucking them on like the theremin or the triangle or something like that.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Have you ever actually played a theremin?
I've never, not once in my life.
No.
Have you?
No.
No,
I would love, no. Apparently, they're really difficult. That's all I've heard.
You'd kill it, Liam. That's your next art.
Well, I haven't tried all the instruments yet, so let's just, hey, maybe that's it. I was actually the triangle man in the school production.
Were you actually the triangle person?
Yeah. And I did this whole bit.
That so checks out.
I wore like, and because obviously it's one ding at one point, but I was like, I'm going to milk the shit out of this ding. So I wore like this three-piece suit that was like really loud, and I like would only do my ding in center stage and all that. So I'm such an insufferable cunt. Oh God, sorry, I shouldn't say that. and they're losing it now. Oh my God, that's naughty.
You should have like a
you should
have a ding button.
Yeah, a triangle one. Anyway, I feel it's like the sort of vibes you're giving off there, really, a little bit. No offense.
You're just getting too comfortable chatting with us.
I know, I'm so comfy here.
Yeah.
So
we are coming to Christchurch, which is crazy. We're from the North Island, it's a long way away. We played Dunedin as well, you're near there.
Oh, no, we don't care about them. Dates for the show, though, where and when and all that.
So it's on the 6th of December, which is a Friday night down at Space Academy. And we have got Locals Model Home playing with us. And we've also got Carb on Carb in their last ever show ever. And they're playing it down there in Christchurch. So really, really excited. It's going to be a choice night.
And we'll also be supported by locals, Pining Radiata.
Lovely.
The people we're touring with, sorry.
That's so sad about Carbon Carb.
But also, like, kind of, like,
wholesome.
Ass.
Oh, yeah, like, beautiful.
The album, it's like, that they told us in the album, and they've got some cool stuff going on. Nicole's doing some awesome mathy with To The Front, Girls Rock. James has got Papa IT Records and they're absolutely pumping, and they've got their recording project Beyond Loader that features a whole bunch of people from down in Otatahi as well, and it's just really cool to see them kind of like branching out. Also very sad, you're right.
Yeah, no, but I think you make a good point there. You know, one door closes, another one opens. or or if you use banned words on the radio, all your doors close and you'll be out of the job soon.
I'm on the BSA website right now.
Yeah, we're just waiting for that. We're waiting for that email to come through.
I hate you two so much. Have you ever looked? Have you ever actually looked at the list of banned words?
Nah, not the list of banned.
Quite good.
I don't worry about them. I just like laugh at mainstream radio stations stuffing up every single day. It's so funny.
Oh my god! Well, they stuff up in life anyway, by being so cheap and tacky and desperate. That's how I feel about that. You two, it's been lovely to have you on the show. I'm going to play a song from yours and say goodbye to you. But one more time, thank you for being here. If people want to get tickets to your Christchurch show, or in general just keep up with what you're doing, is there anywhere they can actually do that?
Yeah, for tickets, they're all on Under the Radar. So if you just search Khaki Department or Carb on Carb on Under the Radar, you'll find the show. But to keep up with Khaki Department, we have an Instagram, which is just at Khaki Department, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then we've got Bandcamp as well. And then our music's out on all the streaming services nowadays as well. We've decided to bow down to the man that is Discord Distribution. And
yes.
It's there.
That's right. You have no rights. How much khaki is worn?
Pardon?
How much?
Everyone in Khaki Department except for me wears khaki.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm the Liam Donnelly of the band.
I'm like literally like khaki shorts.
Good. Okay. There's always going to be one difficult one, though. God, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Right. To our audience right now, I'm going to play Active Relaxer from Khaki Department because I love the song. I do consider going to that gig and give their tunes a listen. It's right up the vein of kind of Ōtautahi noise.
I watched this silly music video too.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't doubt for a second it is silly. It is probably dumb, but like in a fun way.
You're right.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, lovely to chat to you both. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
I don't know why I'm waving at you. Sorry.